We're moving on to our fourth and final round. In this round, each panelist will ask a question to the candidate of his or her choice until we run out of time. I will determine when a rebuttal is appropriate. Pedro, you get the first question.
Dr. Pierce, Bend's population has been rapidly growing, and now the lack of affordable housing is at a crisis level locally. In fact, the rental vacancy rate is around 1%. What would you do as governor to help cities like Bend solve this problem?
Yeah, I had to laugh at the governor talking about a seven-year process with planning to expand the urban growth boundary, that 1,600-page document to get 2,000 to 2,400 acres. Again, a laughable expansion of the urban growth boundary. The price of housing is based on the cost of land, the cost of fees to the builder, and the cost of building the actual structure. And if we lower the cost of land, if we lower the cost of fees, if we give some relief to the building structure side so it's safe but maybe not so luxurious, then we can have affordable housing. We need to go back to original land use planning ideology, which was to let the counties decide. It was land use planning at the county level. It wasn't about a central solution and make everyone follow the same land use planning. Some areas will decide they don't want to grow. They want to freeze it. Costs will go up. It'll be unaffordable. It won't grow. Other areas will allow more land to come into the process. It'll become cheaper. They'll stimulate movement into the county, and they'll stimulate businesses coming in. So let the counties control their land use much more.
Governor Brown, do you have a response?
Thank you. Oregon families deserve a safe and stable place to call home. Last year in Oregon, 20,000 school children went without a roof over their heads. This is absolutely unacceptable. That's why I worked with the legislature, Republicans and Democrats, to deliver a $70 million package to build affordable units, to prevent homelessness, provide foreclosure assistance, and give local governments the tools they need to build more affordable housing. Moving forward, we need more affordable units, and that means leveraging our resources at the local level, working with private developers to build more units. I will have a package, more funding available. I will also fight to make sure that no one gets evicted from their apartment for absolutely no cause. That's how we prevent homelessness, not letting people get kicked out of their apartments.
Eric, you get the next question.
Governor, if Measure 97 does not pass in November, the state will face a budget shortfall during the next biennium well in excess of $1 billion. Meanwhile, school districts and local governments across the state will be contending with hundreds of millions of additional dollars in payments to Oregon's public pension system. What is your plan to address these budgetary problems?
So the Oregon Supreme Court ruled in last year that we must keep our promises to Oregon retirees. And I think all of you would agree with me that we must keep our promises. I believe that we deserve an affordable retirement system for Oregon taxpayers, and that all Oregonians need to have access to a secure retirement. I tasked my team with exploring the options that were available that would provide a clear legal path and that would result in significant financial savings to the system. There is no clear path available. I am working with the Oregon Investment Council, the committee that oversees PERS investments, to make sure that they have the tools that they need to maximize our return on investments. My opponent will say he's got proposal after proposal. Every time I hear those proposals, I hear lawsuit, lawsuit, lawsuit. We must move Oregon forward.
Dr. Pierce, your response.
25 years, your PERS system, nothing done. The last crisis was 2002, well documented by the press and others. So we need to do what has been proven to work. We can make adjustments on benefits going forward. The past benefits are absolutely protected. You can take 5 years instead of 3 years for calculations. You cannot allow spiking with sick leave and vacation time. You can do a money match, which is market-based and not some fake 7% rate. And interestingly, this is the issue. This is the issue that Governor Brown cannot address because she's wholly owned by the public employee unions. The issue of Governor Brown is that in the nation, in terms of the PERS payment system, on average, a public employee contributes 22% of their salary benefit. So if you have a $4 billion PERS bill, which is this year's actually, if you don't have the collar, In the average state, 80% or $3.2 billion is paid by the employer and $800 million by the employee. Oregon is almost uniquely zero. We need to move slowly forward to make that happen. That's a big bullet that has to be bitten on. This governor will not go there. It'll be kicked down the road and will continue to suffer.
So we have time for one more question in this round, and I'm going to Tim.
Dr. Pierce, law enforcement officers, especially in rural Oregon, often have little option but to put individuals in a mental health crisis who are a danger to themselves or others in jail because there's nowhere else to take them. How can we do better to combat mental illness in rural Oregon?
Yeah, it's a disaster. I was in Union County. I went to a cinder block jail where I saw this terrible cell with metal fixtures, and someone was kept there for a year because there's no place to put them. So inhumane. Homelessness inhumane. Mentally ill, not treated, inhumane. Clearly, it's going to take much more investment in the mental health system. Right now, we, out of our budget, we put about half of our money into the state hospital and half into the counties. We need 80% to the counties, maybe 20% in the state hospitals. It's going to take public-private collaboratives. I noticed that the health insurers in Portland are contributing to affordable housing, which is actually subsidized unaffordable build housing to go to the lucky 1% that get especially low-priced units. But what we need to do is take that money and have them, that money to contribute, put into mental health. There is no health without mental health. We need to get more resources. We need to shift from state hospital into the counties.
I would like an opportunity to respond.
And Governor Brown, where is your stance on the issue?
Thank you. Our budget is facing a $1.35 billion shortfall. $800 million of that is due to the Oregon Health Plan. My opponent is proposing a cuts budget. He has said we need more investments in mental health and mental health treatment. I totally and completely agree. That's why I'm supporting ballot measure 97, because I believe our people need access to health care and mental health care. What is his plan? He said he wants to make sure there's more affordable housing. Obviously, we've had some great successes in public-private partnerships. We worked with a private developer in Pendleton to build workforce housing. It was a great success, but it did require resources. As I said, you cannot cut your way to a better Oregon. If you want an adequate mental health system, you need to invest in that system. If you want affordable housing throughout the state, you need to invest in that. Under my leadership, we will.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for questions. Each candidate will get now 60 seconds for a closing statement. As determined by a coin toss, Governor Brown will go first.
Thank you. I got my start in the Oregon Capitol by fighting for working families, and I worked to pass family medical leave because I believe that parents should be able to stay home with their sick children and not worry about losing their jobs. And I've been fighting for Oregon families every single minute since then as your governor. We've made incredible progress. We've made significant investments in education. We've helped working families by passing paid sick leave and ensuring that we create a retirement savings plan. But there's much more work to be done to make sure that all of Oregon continues to thrive. I need your help and your support in November. Together, we can continue to build on the progress we've made so far. Together, we can work to build an Oregon, our home, a place where everyone can be successful. I look forward to working with you. Thank you so much.
Dr. Pierce, your closing statement.
Two very different people up here. One, a 25-year career politician. Every answer, a program, a policy, money, we can fix it. And yet, when we look at Oregon, we see failing education. We see not enough jobs. Labor participation rate is low 60%. We don't count the million people that are working age that don't have a job. Mental illness increasing, homelessness increasing. All a failure. Sounds great. Slick words. Great sounding. Doesn't work. I'm a private sector person. I've spent my whole life serving in the private sector, been involved in many causes and in growing a business. And what I've learned is what we need to do is turn people loose. turn the government workers loose, turn the private sector loose. We need a government and a governor that will listen to the people and serve them. We need that more than anything. If I'm the governor, I'll spend 3 months a year in rural Oregon around the people so I can hear their voices and hear what they need to have done and make the government serve the people. Finally, we need to have one Oregon, not rural and urban, but one Oregon united going forward. There's only one race, the human race, and if we work together, we can have a better future. Thank you.
Thank you. I have some more things. Thank you both so much for coming and joining us for this debate.
Thank you. This has been a wonderful discussion. Thank you very much.
That concludes our debate. We'd like to remind voters that the general elections will be held on Tuesday, November 8th. We encourage everyone to vote. To learn, please vote. To learn more about the issues, as well as the Society of Professional Journalists, go to spjoregon.com. I'm Sarah Roth. Thanks for joining us.
All right, for any journalists, both candidates said that they were going to give a press availability. The press availability will happen over here. This is only for press people. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Thank you so much. Have a great, great night. Don't forget to vote. Go vote.